Good morning. It's 8:36. A little bit of rain. It's starting to taper off a little bit. 63 degrees. I'm Tom Davis, and it's time now for our Community Connection. And it is brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and the Camp Funeral Home. And we have Mark Kiefer here with us today. How you doing there, young man?
Fine. It's Keeter. Though,
Keeter. I read the F as a T. I'm sorry.
Happens all the time.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing these days. You made a nice long drive, leisurely drive through the water and the rain from Tulsa to be here with us today.
Yeah, the water in Tulsa is more like a swimming pool than it is a rainstorm.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy. But I was born in Tulsa at the Oklahoma Osteopathic Hospital before they converted that to OU. I got a BSEE from the University of Tulsa and a Juris Doctor from the University of Tulsa. I worked for PSO for a while, building power plants and substations. And then I got into fiber optics, taught fiber optic design at the University of Wisconsin on a seminar basis for 5 years. I started a company. Actually, I started three or four companies. I had a consulting company, a law practice, and a company that built a distributed processing system to manage fiber optic and electrical grid networks, high-speed networks.
Impressive resume.
Well, thank you. I've been busy anyway.
And you've been building it up for a crescendo moment, haven't you?
I hope so. Now I'm running for Congress.
There you go. District one. Yeah, very good. And you bring a lot of different experiences to the table as far as being out there, as they say, in the real world, and doing a lot of hard work with the books and everything like that. What do you hope to bring as far as to the people of District 1? Should you get the nod?
Well, according to most of the science, we're not only facing a pandemic today, but this is kind of a warm-up for, you use the word trifecta, for a trifecta of threats.
Okay.
We are expecting to have, we've got a fault line outside of California and Oregon and Washington State that is expected to go anytime. In fact, it's past due and it's been very regular for the last million years. We've got mountain ranges that are expected to blow, including Yellowstone Park. Many of those are also past due. There, of course, is climate change, which is threatening all of us. And I'm hoping that what I can do is bring both an understanding of the law and an understanding of the science. Not exactly that science, but science in general. I started off as a nuclear engineering major. I switched to engineering physics and then became electrical engineer. So I kind of stumbled through several of the academic engineering philosophies. But and the net result is I hope, I pray that I bring a added benefit.
Well, great. Very good. Now, District 1, pretty good swath of land. What's it all cover?
District 1 goes all the way to Kansas City and then goes all the way to the tip of Tulsa, then goes into Sepulpa, Sand Springs a little bit, and back over into Catoosa.
All right. So you got your geography all laid out there. You got a lot of stops to make, don't you?
I did. I do. I actually ran 2 years ago, and unfortunately had to have three surgeries right in the middle of the campaign.
Oh, my.
And so before I ran, or before I had the surgery, so I was able to make it to Bartlesville and the surrounding area. So I've been through this area once. I met with the employees of Phillips Petroleum. That was a sad time for me. My uncle, who worked for Phillips Petroleum, passed away at that point. He was in a car accident. But yeah, it's going to be quite an endeavor trying to cover the entire territory.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. Well, you made pretty good time today. You made pretty good tracks, you know, so, you know, I got faith in you. You'll get it covered.
I did my best.
Now, when we talk about running for Congress, what grabbed you by your heart and said, this is what I got to do? What's your passion? What drove you to this decision?
I tell you, I kept hearing people say that there is no such thing as truth. That's one of the things that just pushed me over the cliff and to the race.
As a scientist, there has to be a truth.
Absolutely. But I'm not only a scientist. When I was 13 years old, I was licensed as a minister. And I believe in Christ.
There's a very big truth there, too.
Absolutely. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And if there is no truth, there is no Christ, there is no Lord. And I can't accept that. You follow that up with this pandemic and people being forced to stay at home. I spent a lot of time looking out of windows, and I spent 90 days in traction, followed up with 90 more days in a body cast. So that's a lot of time looking out windows, and especially for an 8- and 9-year-old that wants to be out there playing. But the thing is, I know what the country's going through. I know what that suffering is like. And I think I bring some understanding and some empathy that's sadly missing. And hopefully, the combination of the history, my faith, the help of the Lord God, I can help the country a little bit. I'm not expecting to be heaven sent, as Trump says he is, but I think I can help a little bit, especially if I get the help of the citizens of Oklahoma. I believe in Oklahoma. I was born and raised here, and I truly believe that we are a people of faith, a people of unending energy, and I think we together we can accomplish anything.
We're talking with Mark Heater, and he is running for Congress District 1, and you know, it's a it's been a different type of year. When people who have campaigned before and are campaigning this year, it has just been anything but the routine.
Yes. Normally you would be out knocking doors and you would be out hanging flyers, but people don't want to answer their door, and if they do, they don't want to talk to you. They want to stand back. And you can't have meetings or gatherings to raise money. So unless you want to do some backroom deals with some people of people with finance. That's another thing I have done, is raised a lot of money for my different businesses. So I understand that endeavor too. But anyway, I unless you want to do those things, it's difficult to raise money this time.
It is, and it's also difficult sometimes, like you say, to get the old-fashioned gatherings that you used to have. Yes. I mean, you know, folks would get together, they'd have maybe two or three candidates for different offices all assembled, and they'd get their message out. People would get the chance to hear them. But, you know, with travel, you know, as it is, and the availability to be beyond more than 10 people, it's kind of hard to get an audience together, as they
it
say.
Is. I'd love to be doing some debates right now, but you can't put that many people in one room.
No, you can't. In fact, your debate partner and your moderator, you know, you might as well stick them on a baseball field. Yeah. One on first, one on the pitcher's mound, and one on third, because that'd be about the way it goes. But as this race comes, do you have a primary opponent?
I do. His name is difficult to pronounce. I apologize. He's a nice guy. I understand he was a lawyer and also a kindergarten teacher, and that's about all I know about him, other than he's a nice guy.
So we've got the primary coming up, and then the general coming up in the fall. But boy, a lot of miles to cover and a lot of people to meet in small groups.
for the time
being, you know, they're loosening things up a little bit, but I know that folks are still being very, very careful, and that's good that we are. So, you know, I want to wish you the best of luck on getting your ground game accomplished and seeing everybody you need to see and folks you need to visit with before the primary.
I do have a ground game, I hope, for after the pandemic, too.
Okay.
There are some things that I have been hoping to see that in speaking of raising money that haven't been available in Oklahoma or any other state. I'd like to see the state and the federal government get into the business. And you've seen a little bit of this in the form of tax cuts and things, special deals. But I'd like to have an organization where people can go as a small company, a small business, and raise funds to either start or expand small businesses. You talk about an opportunity to create jobs. The entrepreneurial spirit is strong in this country. And if you open the door, provide any pathway whatsoever, you're going to see a floodgate. We have got to open that door. We've got to create that flood. This is one flood we need.
You're right. You know, we've seen a lot of floods, not only here in Oklahoma, but also biblically. But a flood of opportunity to create jobs and to let entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do. That's a good thing.
You know, my senior project was extracting energy from a thunderstorm. So, you know, there's even entrepreneurial spirit in a thunderstorm like this.
You and Ben Franklin, you know.
I was thinking more along the lines of Tesla, but Ben's in there too. You know?
He was out playing in the rain. Tesla,
long before Tesla.
Well, yeah, but the Tesla fella, though, I think he was on the right track.
Yeah,
but that's another story for another day. But I do believe he's definitely on the right track. Well, Mark, how can people get a hold of you, and how can they? Do you have a website or something so people can know more about you, maybe contribute to your campaign?
I do. You can reach me at. I'm going to give you a phone number. You can either text me or call me at.
Okay.
918-704-7299, or. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to Mark A. Keeter, KEI, at AOL.com.
All right, very good. Very good. And, of course, you'll get back to him as soon as you can. You are running hot and fast.
Yeah, as fast as I can. I'm not much of a sprinter. But I do have I have an online site. I am not online much. I don't like the bots. You know, you're always talking to something that pretends to be human. I used to like them because you could play a game with them and figure out that they were not real.
Yeah.
But they've gotten better and they've gotten dangerous. The messages are spreading. So that makes me leery of online communications.
I understand that. I understand. Well, Mark, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All righty. I really appreciate you stopping by, and thanks for making that drive, you know, through the knee-deep waters of Tulsa to get here today.
I'd like to say it's my pleasure. My pleasure being here. The drive was not my pleasure.
Mark, thank you for being our guest today, and thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All righty. You've been listening to our Community Connection.